All right, so how are we doing here? Ready for September? It's here. What do we got? Go ahead.
You had mentioned that, I think last week, that you know the goal has been to prepare every player to be ready to play on opening day. And I think, if I heard you right, you said at some point that'll change, but we're not there yet. I'm curious if that point has arrived yet where it does change.
Well, I mean, we still got a long way to go on that. We don't even have a, you know, 53-man roster. So, well, I mean, we're definitely working on Pittsburgh, but I mean, there's a lot of loose ends. So there's a lot of loose ends.
Natural follow-up, just with the uncertainty with the quarterbacks, how does that affect how you work with them in practice? Is there any change with them at this time?
I mean, we do. We think it's best for the team at every position, so
Coach, we'll keep doing. If you could offer any advice to a judge down in New York, what would it be?
Yeah, I really am just focused on trying to get our team ready to go. That's my job. Had a good, you know, Deion had a good spring, had a good off-season program, did a nice job in OTAs, and, you know, he's learned really all of our offense, and, you know, all three downs, plus some stuff in the kicking game. So, yeah, he's done a good job. He's picked things up well. He's been healthy for the most part, other than, you know, had 1 week there in training camp, but he's been out. He's gotten a lot of work in, and that's been good. You know, for a guy who missed the season last year, so. He's done a good job. I like him.
When you look at a guy like that who hasn't played really, been banged up for a little while, does that factor into this when you're trying to decide who to keep people? Do you look at their injury history or do you kind of fresh start?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a tough one. It's, I think in the end, you just got to. As I said before, take all the information and just put it into a composite and do what you think's best. But we had guys that were hurt in college that haven't been hurt in the NFL. We had guys that were never hurt in college that have been hurt in the NFL. We had guys that, you know. So I think if it's a chronic injury, that's one thing. If it's an injury, then that's those heal and then they come back and they play. And usually it's not the same thing, but some guys have more issues than others, so I don't know. That's a tough one. It's a case-by-case thing. That's, I don't know if there's any right formula to it.
Dominic Easterbill is, I guess, one of those guys that has really battled back from something in college that he, you know, too many injuries. How hard has he worked, and how much of an example does he set for guys in that locker room that work back from injury and get to a high level?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, almost everybody that's played this game's had to deal with something somewhere along the line. So, you know, he's done a good job, and he's played well this training camp. So that's been good. But, you know, I think if you go to pretty much every guy in the locker room, you know, everybody's had something somewhere along the line. So, unfortunately, that's part of high competitive athletics. You know, everybody's pushing themselves to the limits, and sometimes there's a setback.
Guys in there have said the whole situation with Tom hasn't been a distraction for them, but do you think there's a sense of wanting a resolution just to have it over with for the rest of your players?
I mean, right now we're just focused on going out to practice and working on the things we're doing today.
You know, when you evaluate players for consideration in the practice squad, how do you balance, I guess, having kind of a reserve to fortify a position and also having enough guys that can help you carry your team on a weekly basis, the scout team?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, in a way, the players that are on the practice squad are in the same position as the players who are on the roster but not active. I mean, obviously you can protect the players that are not active that are on the roster, and you don't have as much protection. But either way, they don't play in the game. They practice but don't play in the game. So in that way, it's similar. So your depth really is those inactive players and the players who are on the practice squad who are also inactive, even though they're on a little different list, if you will. So sometimes that's a team management thing. Sometimes it's there are other reasons for it. But in the end, that's where it is. And then there are some players who are your depth who aren't on your roster.